Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We are the light of this world. We are the only answer. A lost man is in bondage to the spirit of this world. They can't break this. It's not just a physical thing. Here's another scripture goes right along with this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at this passage. In verse 3 it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the gospel," or the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, "who is the image of God, should shine unto them." He says that the reason people aren't receiving the truth, the reason people are doing this, is because there is a God of this world, Satan, this spirit of Antichrist, that is against everything that Jesus stands for. There is a spirit of Antichrist that is blinding the minds of people. And the only antidote that God has for this is you and me. We're the only antidote. We've got to speak the truth. And basically, you know what I believe has been happening is that this demonic power, the God of this world, has gained control of the news media, has gained control of the movies, has gained control. You know, if you take surveys of the people in the United States, they are nearly completely opposite what the people who are in charge of the media are. Like, for instance, I've seen a statistic that 95% of the American public believes that there is a God. 95%. In Hollywood, a survey among all of the Hollywood people, or unholywood, it's exactly opposite. 95% claim to be atheists or agnostics. And there have been some interviews that I've read of these people, and they said that they are using the movies, the television shows, and they are specifically sworn to change the Judeo-Christian ethic of the United States. And the sad thing is that believers, see, don't recognize that there is this spirit of Antichrist operating in the world, and we are plugged into and supporting and rewarding these people by going to see their movies and paying their things and watching their shows to increase their ratings. And we have helped the spirit of Antichrist. If you take a survey, the surveys that I've seen, 95% of the nation still believes in God, but the ungodly have taken control of the news media, and we are being inundated with this, even Christians. And we think it's sad. We see these things and we think, oh, it's tragic, and we pray and ask God for revival and ask for things to change. But I tell you, that's not how it's going to change. We need to recognize that this is a warfare. You know, actually, prosperity, if you go back into the history of the church, prosperity has quenched and killed the move of God's Holy Spirit more than anything else. Historically, persecution, the church flourishes in persecution. In persecution, the church always increases in numbers. Right now, China, I've read a statistic that China has probably put more Christians to death in the last 50 years than have been killed in 2,000 years of Christianity. There are hundreds of thousands of Christians being martyred and killed and tortured and terrible things happening. And yet, there is a huge revival in China. Matter of fact, we've got our books now being translated into Chinese. We've had 100,000 orders for my books on the baptism of the Holy Spirit in salvation in Chinese. And they've taken it over on disc in digital form, and the Chinese government can't stop that because people have computers and they just can take these things in. And boy, my books are spreading and proliferating and good things are happening. Amen. One of the greatest revivals in the world is going on in China right now, and it's where the greatest persecution is. And you know why I believe that the church prospers under persecution? Because it's obvious that they're in a battle. It's obvious that Satan's trying to kill them. It could cost their life. And these people take it seriously, and they are so focused not on getting a new house or a new car or their fifth flat screen TV or all of these things, and they aren't sitting here watching The Simpsons and other things. I know I shouldn't have said that, but I said it. They aren't sitting here watching these profane things. I've never seen The Simpsons, so I honestly don't have a right to comment on it. But I've seen the advertisements, and it's just not good, for my opinion. So anyway, I'm saying they aren't sitting here. They aren't doing the things that desensitize them to God. These people are realizing they could be dead tomorrow, and they take it seriously. And because of that, they stand up and they speak their faith, and they are influencing their nation. But prosperity lulls people into a sense of security, and our focus gets on having a bigger this, a bigger that, a nicer car, more of these things. And because of it, we don't realize that we're in a battle. So what I'm trying to do, I really disbelieve that you have to be in persecution and trial and trouble before you recognize that it's a spiritual battle. I'm trying by the Word of God to impart to you that, praise God, we are fighting a spiritual battle. That Satan is out there stealing, killing, and destroying people. And you and I are the antidote. There is a disease that is in this world, and people are infected with it, and they're all going to die unless you and I take the antidote that God has given and share it. And it's not going to come through you praying for them and asking God to do what He told you to do. We've got to go out and we've got to speak the truth in love. Not in anger, not in bitterness, not being mean, but we have to speak the truth in love. And we have to start taking these things and revealing that there is a God of this world that has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. And we've got to shed forth this light before these people can see it. And let's look at these next few verses. I had one of my partners come up to me tonight and say this, and I should have made this connection, but I hadn't. And I thought this was a great point. So let me just read the next few verses. It says in verse 5, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And this partner reminded me that Gideon and his 300 men, the way that they won the battle was that they had these lights, but they put them in earthen vessels, in pitchers. Which is it? Pitchers. My sister always corrects me on this one. They put them in pitchers. Is that correct? And so they had these lights in the earthen vessel. And then Gideon said, when he gave the signal, they all cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon," and they broke the earthen vessels, and it wasn't until the clay pots were broken that the light shone out. And of course the enemy saw these 300 lights. It was at night. They figured, they just supposed that there was millions, thousands of enemy soldiers out there, and they began to run and flee, and they killed each other, trampled each other to death, and 300 people beat an army that was over a million people. It was miraculous how this happened. And in a similar way, see, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. But this earthen vessel's got to be broken before the light shines out. You got to get out of just your own security and out of living for yourself and doing things for yourself. And we've got to get to where we put God and other people first. And it's only when it quits being all about you that this light begins to get out. I thought that was a great analogy, a great comparison. And you know what? This is what God wants to do with us. And you know, the good thing about it is that when you put God first, some people think, well, man, the way you're talking, if I was just to get to where I put God first and ministering to other people, and if I got to where everywhere I went, I was conscious that we are in a spiritual warfare and that people are being blinded by a demonic power, and if everything I did was all about God, well, then you know what? Who would ever take care of me? You know, it's this principle that Matthew chapter 6 describes about if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of these things would be added unto you. The things that He's talking about are what you eat, where you sleep, what you're clothed with. It's a deception that you have to do all of these things. It's your responsibility to provide for yourself. It's your responsibility to make all of these things happen. God really set it up that if we would seek first the kingdom of God and put Him first, I guarantee you, if you will minister for Him, God will take care of you. If you are a vessel that God can flow through, God will supernaturally take care of you. And remember that God is El Shaddai and not El Cheapo. Amen. God is not poor-minded. He is not poverty-minded. God paves His streets with gold. He's the one that put the foundation stones, gold and, gems and diamonds and all of these precious stones. God is not cheap. And if you would get into the flow to where you were seeking first the kingdom of God, God would provide for you better accidentally than you've ever provided for yourself on purpose before. God will just take care of you. And He'll not only take care of you in finances, but He'll take care of you in other things. You know, Jamie and I were just really blessed and overwhelmed last night with all the things that people said about us. And you know, we were in the apartment last night thinking about, God, this is so awesome. You know, all we've done is try and seek the Lord and minister and follow the Lord. And it's cost us some things in the beginning especially. But you know what, Nat? We got friends all around the world. We are blessed. Good things are happening. You know what? This is much better. Much better than what I would have done with my life if I hadn't have followed God. If I would have got tired and quit, you know what? I wouldn't have near the friends. Matter of fact, I had some of our staff as I was going around and saying hi to people today. They were talking about this thing, the tribute that happened last night. And they were saying, you know what? If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have been here. We wouldn't have made these friends. We wouldn't have known each other. And there's just a lot of people's lives changed. There's so many good things that happen when you put God first. I guarantee you, it's better than your choices that you would choose for your own life.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
You know, I'm really limited in trying to get my point across. You need to hear this in its entirety. That's why I'm advertising the materials that we're offering. But also our website is a great place for you to go and get much more teaching on this. We have television programs, radio programs right there that you can view and listen to on our website. I have hundreds of my teachings available as free downloads. I have my Bible commentary available on the website. We've just got a wealth of information, so please check it out. And I believe that you'll find it to be one of the best websites out there.